Om Shanti. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on Satguruvar's 19th March 2026 and we will now be listening to the Bhog message from Bap Dada via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. Can everyone hear clearly? Om Shanti. On the day of the Satguru, caring deeply filled loving remembrances of myself as I reach the subtle region, I saw that many brothers and sisters were emerged in front of Baba. There were a variety of bhog trays in front of Baba. Baba was looking at all these bhog trays with a lot of love. Baba said, not just 58 varieties of bhog, but even more than that have arrived to the subtle region. So according to different regions and areas and specialities, everyone has offered bhog. Baba smiled at the children and said, come children, come. Look at all these varieties of bhog. In the future, in the golden age, you will of course receive a variety of bhog. Nature, the five elements, will also salute you in the future, and they will follow systems and the right order, your orders. Baba just touched the bhog trays and immediately everyone received a bhog plate and the children were so very happy. They were dancing in joy and they started to immediately eat the bhog. I then told Baba, Baba, I have just only now started to offer you the bhog, but Baba has already started to feed the children. So the children became very happy and said, no, we are going to feed Baba today. So the children were looking at their individual plates, and each child was as though each child was coming and feeding Baba individually. Baba was giving each child very powerful drishti, and in return for the bhog Baba was receiving, Baba was giving the child a blessing. And that blessing was making the child very happy, filled with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Baba then said, this is what Baba wishes to see in every situation, every circumstance, the children need to dance in joy. Don't think too much about the situation, the circumstances. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then again raised his hand and fed each child the bhog. Baba then asked the children, are you all content? So in front of Baba, of course, everyone answered, yes, Baba, Ji Baba, we are content. Baba then said further, whether through nature or whether through circumstances, if you get, you receive test papers, will you pass in these test papers? So the children said, yes, Baba, we have your company, and so we will pass the test paper. So Baba said, congratulations, and may you always be successful in fulfilling this aim. There were so many brothers and sisters who had got emerged in the subtle region. And so Baba said, today he's going to gift the children something. As Baba said this, the children got very excited and happy and started clapping their hands. So a small box reached every child. So the box was very beautiful, beautifully decorated in all four corners. Baba then asked the children to open this box. And so the children were lost in looking at the decorated box. And Baba explained, this decoration represents your virtues. It represents how you are decorated with the jewels of knowledge. So you have to experience your own decoration. And realize how much Baba is decorating us with the virtues and knowledge, and this is an imperishable decoration. So as the children start to open the box, there was a button on the box on which was written, unbreakable faith in the Father. So as the children were trying to open their individual box, sometimes their faith was shaking, fluctuating. So Baba said, once again, stabilize yourself in that stage. See Baba as your very firm, eternal companion. And so as the children were stabilizing themselves in that stage, they were able to open the box. And within the box was sparkling flower. In the center of the flower was written, the Almighty Father, Almighty Authority Father, is my companion. So that was written on the center of the flower, and there were 7-8 petals all around. And along with those 8 main petals, there were many, many petals. So Baba said, look closely at this flower. For some children, the few of the petals were illuminated, some 4 petals were illuminated, some 6, some 8 petals were illuminated. So each child had a variety, a different image for their flower. So Baba said, look closely at this flower. What is happening here? Again, Baba reminded the children, you are children of the Almighty Authority. Father, may you become Almighty Authority. So that was what was written on the flower. So as the children were stabilizing themselves in that consciousness, that awareness, all the petals started to illuminate equally, and the light was spreading in all directions. So whether from nature or circumstances of the world, whatever shadow was falling on the world, through the children's light, the light that was reaching all these areas, it was making the darkness disappear. And there was only light all around. Baba then said, at the present time, there are different circumstances coming to the children from the world, from nature, the 5 elements, from your internal self, internal sanskars. So you're seeing, you're observing, you're facing different circumstances at different times. And so looking at all of that, sometimes the children become a bit scared, worried, and sometimes they give too much time and energy to thinking about the circumstances. Baba has already given the children many signals. Such times are going to come, and they come to make you children strong. They come to make you powerful. So along with your own spiritual efforts, you have to connect your inner self with the Almighty Authority Father and become full with all powers. So when you practice this from time to time, you practice this stage from time to time, you will become free from obstacles. So such a time is coming where Maya herself will bow down in front of you children, she will salute you. This is what Baba said. So now you children should not think about external things, but create such a powerful inner stage . You're already seeing, you're observing how science is doing so much with its power of destruction. But you children have the power of silence. And so the practice of that, the effect of that is much greater than the power of science. So practice the power of silence even more. Distance yourself from all other issues, all other matters. And merge all other things and just be lost in this practice. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. I then told Baba that many, many brothers and sisters have shared their inner thoughts in the form of bhog, and they've sent these remembrances to Baba. Baba then replied, Baba has already merged all the children in the subtle region, and those who have specially sent elevated thoughts, pure thoughts, in the form of bhog, Baba emerged those children in front of him again and said, the children's love, the children's pure feelings have reached the father. And Baba has already given the return of the children's love and their pure feelings. You children have become big in age, so you can have a direct communication with the father. And for that, you have to keep your intellect clean and clear. Forge a deep connection with the Almighty Authority Father and use the powers according to the time. Maintain a balance in your inner stage. Do not think too much about circumstances and situations. Keep the Father's company. Remember that you are children of the Almighty Authority Father. Therefore, remain carefree and experience victory at every step. This was Baba repeatedly saying to all the children. Baba gave remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti. Everyone will please come up in line slowly and peacefully for nectar. Om Shanti.